Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, it's American Nuck Radio, Saturday edition. Hello, Mojo 5-0. As you all know, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's 106 day with 259 remaining in 2022. Where's our sounder? There they are. Today is National Auctioneers Day. That recognizes those who hold auctions and take our bids all year long. According to the National Auctioneers Association, it's estimated that nearly $250 billion, that's T with a trillion, in goods and services are sold by professional auctioneers every year. It's also National Wear Your Pajama to Work Day, but it's a Saturday. Oh well, wear them all day. That allows us to reprieve after a meeting, a late-night deadline, shuffling receipts, and adding columns to file our taxes. Well, some people call this day the best holiday of the year. It was created for fun. Wearing pajamas to work creates a laid-back and relaxed atmosphere, especially for those accountants, tax preparers, and last-minute filers. Wearing jammies offers a little relief from the nail-biting and stress that often comes with the filing of taxes. The day helps let go of anxieties and offers a few more minutes of sleep for those who push the deadline to the limit. It's National Orchid Day. Orchids, and that recognizes one of the world's diverse and widespread flowering plant families. The orchids, often colorful and fragrant blooms, grow in abundance around the world. They are one of the two largest families of flowering plants, with between 21,950 and 26,049 currently accepted species. It's National Health Care Decisions Day. That empowers the public and healthcare workers, providers, to take part in important advanced care planning. In the absence of an advanced directive, medical personnel relies on family members to determine what a patient's wishes might be. Family members also often struggle to make these difficult decisions. However, many of these difficult decisions can be avoided with advanced planning. It's National Bean Counter Day, and it's every accountant's favorite day of the year. After the flutter and flurry of preparing taxes, right up until the stroke of midnight, these diligent diligent number crunchers, well, are well past due for a day off. The term bean counter has always referred to a reliable accountant. Like many phrases, it was much more literal before it morphed into the idiom we use today. Not unlike meeting a customer at the deli counter or fabric counter to complete their order, clerks met customers at the bean counter. However, over time, the phrase became attributed to accountants who watched every penny or bean that went in or out of a business. It's National Eggs Benedict Day, that celebrates a long favored breakfast or brunch dish. Eggs Benedict consists of poached eggs with hollandaise sauce and Canadian bacon or ham on an English muffin. Yum. It's day 764 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who will be on this very evening at 8 p.m. And I believe he's talking about the post office. I ordered some stuff online yesterday, and I used my donor card instead of my debit card. It cost me an arm and leg. Ooh, that one was terrible. Absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, yucky, bad for you. All right. Last week, we were playing songs about the bayou. And we had a couple of them left over that were about New Orleans. So And instead of doing something for Easter tomorrow or something for the 20th of April, which makes it 4/20 on a Wednesday, I figured today we would go ahead and continue with the New Orleans songs and see how they roll, shall we? So without much further ado, seeing how you haven't gone to MyPillow.com, you know, MyPillow.com, and scrolled over about three tabs down, about three boxes, right there where it says Radio Specials. Yep. And if you check that box, Radio Specials, it lets you in there, and use the promo code MOJO50, you can get yourself a Roll and Go pillow. Yep. And that way you won't be so tired from staying up so late to do your taxes. You'll have your pillow with you because tax day is Monday. All right, my friends, let's make it a happy, happy Saturday. In this first set, I've got The Animals and Arlo Guthrie. So here we go to the tunes. Happy, happy, joy, joy Saturday.
the Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Sons of bowmen, porters, and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning. Be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in rail.
Harlow Guthrie. He did some good old songs. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You're listening to American Rock Radio. This is a Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show. I'm your host, Leprechaun. And we're bringing you, well, we're, yeah, that's all three of me. You know, me, myself, and I, the three of us, you know, multiple personality disorder that I am. And we're bringing you tunes today about New Orleans. Why not? Because it's there, and it's probably going to be sinking. So we are doing the whole day with them, pretty much. Let's see, how about what would be good for the next set? Ooh, I know. How about some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer singing about New Orleans. I'll be darned. Wouldn't have thought it. Wouldn't have thunked it. No, I wouldn't. And what should we play with them? Because you can't play with yourself. Well, you can, but it's always more fun to have somebody else do it for you. How about some Tragically Hip? So without much further ado, and me running off at the gum some more, or less, probably less if I play the tunes. How about some ELP and a Tragically Hip? To the tunes we have gone, my friends. To the tunes we have gone.
Souvenirs. so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I know exactly what you mean. She said, I swear to God, she said. Wanna swim.
Well, there you go. That was an interesting set. ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. You know, those are the same guys that did Brain Salad Surgery, Carnival 9. I would call them, you know, acid rock, hard rock. And they were singing about Narlins. And it sure wasn't hard, or it was kind of funky, that's for sure. And then Tragically Hip, who's one of them Canadian, Canada-da, band is, you know, the Kannada bands up there, eh? And they're singing about Narlins. So it's like all the completely different ends of the continent for us. Narlins is down there in the water, and they were up there, I think, in Ontario. I think so, Ontario. Now, is Ontario the one that's above New York, or is Ontario the one that's over by Washington? I always get which side of the world those things are on. But hey, it's Kannada. And what you can do without further ado, I keep using ado today for some reason, and go over to mojolaserpros.com. That's right, that's mojolaserpros.com, all one thingy, and that will be give you a portal right on over to Romika Designs. Oh man, do they have some cool stuff over there. The Doc Thompson cutting board, the dog tags, the grinders, the stash boxes, the living boxes. Oh man, those things are so cool. I sent Ron a note. He's checking on making me a sign I can hang on my front door for when I'm on air and recording, that I can, you know, flip it around one side, says on air, and then turn it around, go recording, so people don't just go beating on the door going, hey, what are you doing, love? Yeah, I'm on air, thanks. So yeah, go on over to CRS, couldn't tell you, and you go to mojolaserpros.com. That's right, that takes you to Romika Design. I'm waiting to hear back from Ron on my sign. That's gonna be so cool. I'll put some little chains, or maybe I got one of them little suction cuppy things, so maybe I'll just hang it with fish line. That's pretty light. Then I can flip it around. So get on over there. That's mojolaserpros.com. Takes you to Romika Designs. All right, we're doing songs about Narlins down there in that part of the world today. Don't ask me why. It's just kind of what happened. It does happen that way from time to time. Let's see. What do we got? All right. I've got Creedence. Remember last week we did Ike and Tina for being down there on the river, and they did Proud Mary, but Creedence Clearwater also did it, so you get a second shot at Proud Mary, but a whole different tempo than what Ike and Tina did it in. And then we'll follow that up with some Chuck Berry, shall we? What you say we tune it, babies? Get to the tunes, we're gone.
Waking for the man of a night and day.
That's right. And if Johnny was really good, he would go over to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. Preparewithmojo50.com. Excuse me. And that takes you right on over there to My Patriot Supplies. That's right. Darn it, I inhaled on the wrong side of the world. Ooh, lordy, lordy, Miss Morty, that hurts. And you get over there to My Patriot Supply through, like I say, preparewithmojo50.com, and you can save $150 on the three-month emergency food kit. Yep, that's 2,000 calories per day per person. That's a lot. There's 12 varieties, and it gives you a 12-year shelf life. There's tasty breakfasts, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. Yeah, we've heard about the snacks from One Each Mr. Brad Staggs. He likes them banana chips. He does. He seems to be addicted to them. Now, they come in a reusable, heavy-duty, four-layer pouches with oxygen absorbers, so it stays fresh. There's no monosodium glutenite added, and it's sealed into six rugged, water-resistant buckets just in case you get flooded out. Now, all you got to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. Get on over there. Now, you can also get the four-week supply, which is breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. And that's packed into two buckets and weighs 38 pounds. And that's very affordable. Now, the three-month is packed in six rugged buckets and weighs 120 pounds. So keep that in mind when you order. Now, when you're over there, you can also find all kinds of other goodies. I mean, just you name it, they got it. Let's see what kind of stuff you get. There's mac and cheese, traveler's stew, stroganoff, and let me see, scroll, black bean soup. Hey, you can make tortillas, cheesy broccoli soup, home style taters. Ooh, goody goodies, baby. Oh, man. Hey, look there. There's creamy chicken flavored rice. Whoa, like me some fried rice. Good stuff, Maynard. And all you got to do is go over to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. That's preparewithmojo50.com. And let's see. What else have we got today? Oh, I know. Yep. It seems like it probably...
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Well, I sure hope so. It's a Saturday, and, hopefully dry where you are. Let's see who we got out there. Let's see, there's Marlene and Jennifer and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky and my brother David, or David and Brad. Yeah, guys, we got like, 80 days? I forgot my count this morning. I think we're at 79 now. 79 days until the family reunion. Woo-wee, that is going to be so much fun. Everybody getting together. We haven't seen each other forever. It's so cool. My Uncle Morris was present on Iwo Jima when they raised the flag. Both times, once when they did it for the sake of doing it, and the second time when they did it for the photo op. I just think that's so, so wild and spiffy and cool. Let's see who else we got. Hey, there's Holly. Don't forget, Damn It with Beaver, today at 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on Mojo 50. And let's see, last week she did part two with Sister Barbara. I don't know what this week is. I forgot to ask. Doshgone it. Darn. I forgot it. That's what happens when you have CRS. Let's see who else we got. There's Diana and Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mikey and Becca and Kim and Brecca. And, let's see. There's Gummy and Jacko Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and the Little Blue Alien Audrey. And there's Rick and Kathy and Chelsea and Knights at Sainte. Hello, Fred and Emily. There's Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea and Liz and Sue. Hey, Olga, I hope you're still listening, too. There's Lenny and Kevin and Melissa's. We have several. I do believe there's like three of yous. There's Michelle and Mallory. Hi, ladies. How's everything going? There's Kellery. There's Kelly and Mallory and Nikki. Oh, Nikki. One of my favorite little bartenders down there at Old Chicago. Man, she takes such good care of me all of the time. I just love it. Let's see who we got. Oh, can't forget Sarah. And there's Jen and Bob and Allie and Chat and Robert and Danny and Timmy and Klopp. There's sweet little Miss Erica. There's Peyton. And, oh, man, Peyton does some great stories. And he's the one that gives us our artwork. There's Ethan up there in Cincinnati. He's in Ohio. Yeah, I think he's in Ohio. There's Lynn. Hey, that's right. Lynn and Tommy are coming down to visit. And then there, can't forget Jamie, my other half of Ain't You a Peach, who... we can be seen on Sundays at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on Mojo 50. And starting this Sunday, we'll have our first segment. We're going to do a 5 to 15-minute segment every Sunday on Sunday Long Live with Rhea Bo at sometime during the second hour, if memory serves right. But like I say, I have CRS, so be sure to catch us on there. Who have I forgotten? Oh, can't forget my ladies. There's Deb and Linda. And I hope, Kathy, I hope you're feeling better. You've been having the cruds and cruddies in the throat, poor little Miss Kathy in the Berg. Hope you're feeling better, hon. Ladies, I hope you're having a great day. I hope everybody is having a marvelous, fantastic, right on, groovy, hardcore, and solid Saturday. Right here on a Mojo 50, listening to some great tunes about Narlins. Yeah, been there one time in my life. I had the opportunity to go twice, but the very first time, way back in the early 70s, I was a bad boy, and the Army said, no, no, you have to stay. You can't go off post on the weekend. Oh, well, that's what happens. But at least I did get to go back 3 years ago, I think. Nephew's bachelor party, we went down to Narlins. That was cool. Bourbon Street, so cool. Although there are a lot of hustlers running around, but for the most part, it was fun, fun, fun. All right, tunes, that's what you're here for, not me babbling like a doddering old fuddy-duddy that I are. So let's continue with songs about Narlins and Mardi Gras. I've got Professor Long here, hair. Gosh, darn it, I can't talk today. I haven't had enough to drink. Yeah, that's my problem. I need more alcohol. Anyway, I got Professor Longhair and a Fats Domino to the tunes, don't you know?
Tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen. We'll be right back.
this time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry. I see you by and by, 'cause I'm walking to New Orleans.
Well, if he's walking to New Orleans, he's going to need stuff, right? So what should he get? What's he going to need? He's going to need some coffee to keep him going, because that's a long walk to New Orleans. And the best way to get coffee, or the only coffee, I should say, that one wants to get is, of course, APR Coffee, American Pride Roasters. And you can find that over at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's right, that's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Now, there was a tornado just last month that wiped out poor DM's house, and they're putting everything back together again. But here in the next several weeks, I do expect them to be up and running. So get your orders in, but be patient. Be patient, be patient, be patient. But you get them in, you get them ready, and as soon as they're up and rolling, you can get your coffee. There's a time of choosing the Reagan. There's Curtis King. Let's see, there's the Washington. How about the Teddy Roosevelt? Or maybe you'd like some blueberry donut hole. That is good, too. There's Defender's Light. There's On the Roof. There's the First Thanksgiving. Well, you know what there isn't, though? There isn't Ain't You a Peach. Yeah, or a Irish cream leprechaun. But you can find other flavors over there. APR Premium. How about At the Mic? Ooh, that's a good one, too. And let's see what else. Oh, Frederick Douglass, Off Track Blend. Hey, speaking of Off Track, you know, they're on right here on Mojo on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's right. That's the Off Track crew over there, the Off Track Syndicate, right here on Mojo 5.0. You got to get over there and check it out. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com for some great, fantastic, marvelously good coffee. Yipperies. All right, we're doing tunes about New Orleans. Yes, we are. Let's see, what have I got for you in this next set? How about Dr. John and the Meters? I kind of like the Meters. They were kind of cool. So to Dr. John we go. Make you feel alright.
and mansions of the sugar barons and the cotton kings. Rich people, poor people, all got dreams. Dreams do come true in New Orleans.
Okay, now, in my opinion, and it's only an opinion, they could have taken it out about nine of those Mardi Gras Mumbos at the end and just had it end with Mardi Gras Mumbo. Alrighty, he said something about horns, did he not? We've only got about 5 minutes left. Let's kill three of them right here. You can't have horns and talk about New Orleans without this gentleman right here.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
When the saints go marching in.
Blow it, Brother Holmes.
Now when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in,
marching in,
yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Blow it,
That was the incomparable Louis Armstrong. You can't have a song about New Orleans without a Louis being in it. We got 2 minutes left. There's 4 minutes in this last tune by Kermit Ruffins. So let's start him out, and then I'll break in and say goodbye to the last song. City of New Orleans, New Orleans. It's been a New Orleans kind of day. I hope you've all had as much fun listening to the tunes as I've had bringing you the tunes. Remember, my friends, stay happy, stay healthy, above all, stay true to yourselves, and we'll do it all over again next week. Peace out, everybody.
Happy trails to you.
American Rock Radio.